Let me make sure my... Oh, okay. Well, what would you call a paved road that had a black surface? Do you have a special name for that?
Well, you could call it a black surface road.
A black surface road.
That's right.
Would you call it anything else?
No, that's all I...
Okay, well, that's fine. Now, this is one that I don't know the answer to, that I had never heard of. And because I'm a small town girl, so I'm interested to see what you'll tell me about it. What would you call a grassy little piece of, you know, strip of ground, and it's about 3 or 4 feet wide between the sidewalk and the street? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you have a name for that at all?
Well, I just call it, you mean the grass come up just between the cement or something?
Yeah.
I just call
it... Well, between, say like, now this rug is the road, and this is the sidewalk, and right here in between is grass.
Well, I just call it in between the blocks of road, whatever you call it, just there. Grass, a lot of grass come up in between them.
Uh-huh. But you don't really have a special name for that.
No. I don't have a special name, but I'm one that said...
Well, I don't have a special name for it either, wondered if you did.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Well, you could just say, that's a... deep ditch, a narrow ditch side. You said pavement? What kind of road you said was?
It's a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country.
Well, you could just say, that's a ditch side of a graded road.
Ditch side of a graded road.
That's right.
Would you ever... Okay, fine. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work for you? You have a special name for a sorry dog like that?
Well, I just say he's no good for nothing but to lay down and eat.
You would, huh? And you have any other name for him?
No.
Just like one name.
Okay.
Well, what name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? You know, if you went up to feed a horse and, you know, he makes a sound, what kind of sound does he make?
I just said that horse must be hungry. He ain't winkling.
Winkling, huh? Mm-hmm. Winkling. Okay. Well, what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, you know, that children like to pull?
A chicken shaped like that.
Chicken bone, you know, that's sort of shaped like this that children try to pull apart.
Oh, let me see. Now, I didn't know the name of that bone. I forgot now, but I can't call
it. Well, maybe you can think of it later. I mean, you know, it'll come back to you, I'm sure. Well, what do you call it when you have a second growth of hay or clover? You know, when you have one crop and then you have a second crop on the same land.
I'm getting a second crop on this
second
land.
Crop.
That's
okay.
All.
Well, what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. Well, what other things are made from cornmeal? Say, for example, what would you call something made from cornmeal if it were fried in deep fat?
Let me see. Well, I know a lot of meal. You take oatmeal, it's made out of meal.
Mm-hmm.
And cornbread made out of meal.
Yeah. Well, if your wife took some cornmeal and she fried it in deep fat, what would you call it? Would you have a special name for it?
I'd call it